Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Ah! Welcome, welcome. Shimon Smilowitz, dear Belly, I'm writing this email to thank you to encourage others. From my bar mitzvah until about 3 years after I got married, I never missed a year without completing Shnai Mikra Vechel Targum. But once life became busier and I couldn't find the time on Friday or Shabbos to be Mavis Sedra, I haven't completed a year since. Until this year. We encouraged us to start the beginning of the week and do an aliyah every day. It totally changed. And Baruch Hashem, I am up to date. People don't realize how easy it is. If they would adapt to this way of doing it, it literally only takes 5 to 8 minutes a day. Thank you very much. And keeping us daffing and keeping daffing. Former Torontonian since Sibis, Shimon Smilowitz. These are the people that took upon themselves to raise this amount of money. It's starting to come in slowly but surely. People are taking upon themselves pages to become team leaders. I'll talk about tonight here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, tonight in Borough Park, and tonight, what is it? Jersey. Pinchas Burn. Pinchas, who changed his name to Pinchas because of the shir, used to have a non-Jewish name. He's famous. What's his name? How do you know? You, I know, but how do you know, Rosh Kaila? He told you himself. He changed his name. Pinchas Byrne, $2,500. Arnon Aronov, $1,800. Michael Chessel from the Everglades. He's going to collect from the alligators $2,500. Philip Goldstein, $1,000. Ivan Estal, $100. Ellie Goldschmidt, £1,000. Ari Chekinow, $1,500. Shua Ludmir, $1,500. Ilan David Davici, $1,800. Ariel Zirkiev, $360. Akiva Bose made phone calls yesterday. I mentioned that he wants to help make phone calls. He got people. Mati Grunberg, $500. Rabbi Yosef Kabalovich, $180. Michael Konigsberg, $1,000. Here in Israel, Yitz Moshel, $1,000. Mati Stengi, 3,000 shekel. Rabboisai, in this, you're not going to believe this. From a bocher, from Shlomo Forchem, 3,000 shekel. That is choshev. From all of them, from all of them. Huh? He still does the daf. Which one? You got him to do it? No, don't take it away. He's about... Yeah, not a Chadera, he's learning Haifa. Really? Because the Rashiva called me up and he said he's a Haifa. Mordechai Kranzer, I don't want to always be right against you. So at least this one. Mordechai Kranzer, $2,500. Miyamin Stola, $500. Mordechai Weiss, $300. Jonas Stromer, $1,500. Chuki Broderick, $500. Daniel Buller, I don't know who these people are. They're from some, they're all together, the bunch together. Mordechai. Daniel Bolaran, $150. Mordechai Shmueli, Yuda Kramer, $500. Leron Ronen, $180. Aaron Attar, something. Okay, so we got this. Four chum. Rabboisai, and Rabbi Nachman Seltzer took a page. I don't know how much. It's undecided. It's going to be a lot, though. So tonight in Muncie at the Center Shul, Rabbi Ari Center will speak. There'll be gifts for attendees, food and refreshments. Please show up there. Oh, tomorrow Wednesday, sorry. Tomorrow Wednesday, you're right. Tomorrow. So let's not even talk about it right now. Brooklyn, tonight, Tuesday, inviting all MDY members. I'm sure there'll be some food there. Brooklyn without food, that doesn't happen. 9 o'clock at 1301 East 27th Street. And over here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, I'm inviting all of you, everyone in the basement should show up. Even if you don't want to raise a dime, and even if you're already committed, like Mati Stengi, I already asked Mati Middledorf, who already committed to $3,600, I asked him to come, show up. Stam, come here. We'll have a good time. And also, it starts at 8, guaranteed to be over before 9 o'clock, because 9 o'clock is the Hebrew Shir. I would like it to be over at 10 to 9. So it's going to be, so come on time, in and out. We'll hear some... stuff from the charity guys, how it works, what it is, low pressure. low pressure, be'emes, low pressure. And here's the final, here's the whole kickoff meetings in Brooklyn, North Jersey's tonight. I don't know what time on Zoom. RBS is tonight. Muncie is tomorrow. Passaic is tomorrow. Lakewood is tomorrow. Chicago, London, Australia, I mean, and Florida. Oh, Florida. Florida's next Tuesday, I guess. So Chicago and London is Thursday. Australia is Monday, and Florida is Tuesday. Rabbi, this has been going around, but I asked my son Luzzy to put it in English. It's never been done in English, so check this out. I thought it was a beautiful thing. Very, very famous comedian, Guy Hochman, here in Eretz Yisrael. This is what he has to say for the Olam.
תקשיבו, אני אולי לא דתי, אבל אני יהודי גאה מאוד. וכולנו זוכרים וצריך לזכור את השביל העשירי. שבת הבאה, פרשת סחור, סחור את אשר עשה לך עמלק. שבת לפני פורים. אני מתכוון לשמור בפעם הראשונה בחיי שבת. לא בשביל הגאולה, בשביל אחדות עם ישראל. בשביל החיילים הגיבורים שלנו בחזית. ובשביל, היום הלב של רוב עם ישראל במקום הנכון. הלבבות קשרים. ואני אומר, אנחנו שומרים שבת. אחת, מפסיקים את השיח המפלג ומביאים את רוח שותפות הגורל מהחזית לעורף. מפסיקים לריב, לא 12 ולא 14, לאף אחד אין את האמת אצלו בכיס. בסדר? לשבת אחת, מחשיכים את המסכים, לא ניתן לאף אחד לפלג בינינו שוב. כי בשבת רצחו אותנו, כי אנחנו יהודים. בשבת נקום ונגיד, אנחנו גאים להיות יהודים. בשביל שכל אויבינו שחשבו אותנו לאיזשהו עם מפורר ידעו. עם הנצח לא יישבר בכזאת קלות, עם הנצח לא מפחד מדרך ארוכה. זרמו איתי, בוא נביא 100,000 יהודים לשמור שבת פעם ראשונה, כמוני. נראה לאויבים שלנו איזה עם אנחנו. בשבת הם קמו לטבוח בנו, בשבת נקום אנחנו ונאמר, אנחנו גאים להיות יהודים. סחור את אשר עשה לך עמלק.
Alright, הלוואי. 100,000 Yidden, giving Shabbos. And then finally we have here, Dave, Shalom. Here, we come around. We have your seat over here.
You're going to love this. You're going to love this one. The two of us together are going to do this. Watch.
The color Purim, Rabbi.
No, 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 this is gonna make it, I'm serious. You're gonna go like this. Okay. Here. Put your hand around me.
Okay.
You're gonna go like this.
Okay.
Good morning, Rabboisai. Ah!
All right. Welcome, welcome. How you doing? Did you bring some coffee? Okay, a little bit is better than the stuff we have here. Yishkoyach. The Masechta is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Is this your first time in the Beis Medrash?
No.
No. I'm supposed to remember brachos, you think?
I'm sure doing brachos.
Yeah, you are.
No floor yet. There's no chairs.
Yeah. No floor?
No floor. No windows.
Oh, so you were literally in the beginning of brachos. Wow.
Maybe there's Shabbos also.
Huh. But it's been 3 years since you've been here.
No.
What?
Maybe last year.
Oh, you were here. Okay, but Shabbos is... Yeah, he's going on the cruise. He's on the cruise. Kitzer, there's more than 20,000 people that started with us on Brachas. The Masechta is sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. The Paras HaChodesh, Le'inishmas Zechayah Ben Moshe, Le'inishmas Chayah Bas Yosef. Aaron Freeman, it should be his chus to rebellion for continuously after the Shemayim teaching Torah to Klai Yisrael, Amen. Paras HaChodesh, Rufu Shleima Eli Melech Ben Tzipora, Fu Shlema, Parnas Hayoim, the Fu Shlema, Shalom Tuvia Ben Chayo Miriam, Fu Shlema, the Art of the Month, Anonymous, for the Schus, for an easy childbirth, for his daughter, and a healthy baby. MDY Headquarter Coffee Corner, the kid is like already 3 months old. MDY Headquarter, I'm just saying, like we've been saying this for a while, so I don't know what's going on here. We have to, can we get an update, Yosef? Kids Bar Mitzvah. Who dealt? Avi? Ah, so we gotta talk to Avi. MDY Headquarter Coffee Corner and Beverages Week. Mendel Lerner, in honor of my daughter's chasana, says daughter's chasana, Shetiski Livnois Bayis Nemon Bisrael. The rabbis are holding Daf Yotes on Beis, five lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Yesterday, basically, we had the same sugya as we're going to have right now. Again, you're going to recognize it. We spoke about somebody that finds a get or a shtar chayv, a shtar shichrur. We went through each and every one with the graphics. And over here, now we have a fourth one. What if you find matzah shoiver? Shoiver is a receipt that a husband paid off the ksuba. Get married, you have to give your wife a 200 zuz ksuba or 100, depending. And sometimes the husband feels like paying the debt while he's still married, while he's still alive. As we had before, perhaps the wife is concerned that after he dies, her stepchildren will take everything over. She won't have. He gives it to her now. In lieu of that, she writes a receipt. I received the ksuba. If one finds such a receipt, bizman shayisha moida yachzer labal, if somebody finds something like this, give it back to the husband. Why? Because she admits that he paid off. So give the receipt to the husband. What could possibly go wrong? That's the question. What could possibly go wrong? She admits that she got the ksuba. He says, I paid the ksuba. So give him a receipt. So based on what we had yesterday, that a person writes an early receipt for shtar chayv, and the loan only happens 6 months later, and then the borrower sells his property, but the shtar says that there's a lien on the property, and the guy, the malva, might go and take the property, shaloi kedin. Can we figure out what might be wrong over here as well? So it's a little bit more complicated maybe, but the same idea. When the woman admits, if the woman doesn't admit, if she doesn't admit that she received the ksuba, do not give it back to anyone. But you just said that if she admits and everybody's on the same page, you can give the receipt back to the husband. Maybe the receipt was written to give as if it happened in Nisan. And in fact, the divorce only happened 6 months later in Tishrei. Va'azla, the payment, which was happens, I know, but it happens by the divorce. Va'azla, I think. Va'azla zamte l'ksuba b'toivas hana. What? L'nosna Tishrei, the shoiver for the ksuba. Va'azla zamte l'ksuba b'toivas hana. And she went and she sold her ksuba in the middle, between when it was written and when it was given, betoivasana. Meaning, if you think about it, toivasana. How much is a 200 zuz? Let's say 200 zuz is $5,000. For argument's sake, it's less than $5,000. Let's say it's $5,000. How much is anybody in this room willing to pay a woman for the right to buy her ksuba for $5,000? She's 25 years old. Her husband might die in 70 years from now. You'll get her ksuba in 70 years. You might not be around. She might be around after you. She might never get divorced. This might never happen. So how much is that worth? Very, very little. It's called a toivas hana. She might go ahead and sell her ksuba with toivas hana. Menisan batishrei. Umapik leila shoyver dechsiv benisan. Yet, the husband will produce a receipt showing that it happened 6 months before it really happened. And he set aside a real estate piece for the wife to grab for ksuba. The guy that bought the schus to get this field, he wants the field because he divorced his wife. She deserves the field. And he comes to get the field. The husband says, get out of here. I already paid this off 6 months ago. Here it is in a visual. You have a woman who the husband wrote a receipt. Says, Shulam, paid. Paid. The ksuba was paid. The receipt was lost. Fell down. It's not lost. Oh, now you want to give it back to the husband. So the husband gets it now. The wife admits that he really paid. What could happen is that she could sell her ksuba for $30 for a toivas hana to the Mr. Lekeach. Then, this happens quickly, Rabbi Yisai, and it's also, it has a little humor here. The husband gives her a get, so the guy comes to get the field, and look what happens to him. He gives him a shtais. Why? Because he has a receipt proving that he already paid off this field. So why do you give back the receipt? It could cause trouble. So it tells us a new yisoy that we never knew about. Perhaps because the Gemara holds like Shmuel. Interesting halacha. If Reuven is a lender and he has a shtar that says that Shimon owes him $1 million, he himself knows that the chances of him collecting $1 million are very low, so he sells off the $1 million loan for $500,000. The seller of the loan, Reuven, who sold the loan to somebody else, according to Shmuel, has the ability to erase the entire loan. Just say, I'm Oichel. The guy that bought the loan for $500,000 loses everything. That's what... It's his loan. It doesn't have to be Reshusa. After he sells it, says Shmuel. Why? Because he says the loan was done between Reuven and Shimon. Those are the two people. The ability to collect on the loan, you do with a shtar. But whose loan is it in fact? That's what he says. Go talk to Shmuel. So I'm telling you, it's a Moridik Chiddush. So we learned a few weeks ago, says Rishkala. I don't remember what we learned last week, but it could be. So Hamoich Shtar Chayv L'Chaver Chazim Mochalim Machol. V'Afilu Yerush Moichel. Even Reuven's kid could be Moichel alone. So that's why I need to believe this woman that the receipt was given after she was paid off. Why? Because let's say she's lying. She could, in fact, be Moichel the whole Ksuba today. She's like the malva. She's like the lender. Somebody owes her 200 zuz. The husband owes her 200 zuz. Even though she sold it off to somebody for $30, she could go ahead and be Michael. If she wants to lie, she could be Michael. Obviously, that's why. Since she could be Michael, we trust her that the receipt was given in the proper time. It wasn't given 6 months earlier. Abai Omar, Afilu Tema Lesa, the Shmuel. Abai says, we don't have to come on to this. The Olam doesn't really like this. What's going on there? So, okay, we don't go with Shmuel. We're talking about a case where you see she produces the ksuba. If she produces the ksuba, what does that tell us? That she never sold it. You're concerned that maybe she sold the ksuba to some guy for $30. And then when the guy comes to collect his field, the husband's going to give him a kick. She never sold it. You have to be concerned, maybe she's producing a ksuba, but she actually has two ksubas. Like my wife might have two ksubas, because the ksuba at the wedding was lost, so we wrote another one, so she might be hiding a second ksuba. So just because a woman produces a second ksuba, I heard, I don't know if this is true, somebody told me that the Badat, Sirin Ezisro, writes two ksubas, one for themselves, one for the woman, and they put it in file. No?
Never heard such a thing.
You heard something like that?
No.
Rabbanut does it? The Rabbanut does it. Okay? So if somebody does it here in Israel, there are two ksubas floating around. They heard it. Menachem Ateh, since I see you here, just a quick stop. When do you think the Megillah reading is going to be over? Like, how much longer does it take than a regular Ma'ariv? You start right away, right after Ma'ariv? Yershul. I go to Yershul. I need to know how much time I need after Ma'ariv to prepare. And what time... It's an hour?
45.
So then Shira Motzei Shabbos is going to be at 9:30, if possible. 9:30 and for the Israelis, 10:30. Manasseh, it's just Israelis. Right, Benny? What? No. So what are you going to do? So some people won't be able to come. We can't start at 10:30 because then the Israelis have 11:30. It's too late for them. I have two Shira Motzei Shabbos. Back to back. Come to the Hebrew Shira. Whoever's lady is going to Megillah reading.
Huh? Ellie, do a Megillah reading.
That is the wrong shit. You're right. Don't come to the Hebrew shit. It's the wrong. What?
Do a Megillah reading here before
shit.
No, it's not going to happen.
What about Purim morning?
We'll talk about all this later. I just wanted to do a quick thing. Fine. I think 9:30 and 10:30. No, Virova said. First of all, you have to be concerned that somebody found the second ksuba of the Rabbanut somewhere. It's not a chashash. Void. If Rabbi say, this is something we learned a bunch of times, it's good to remember. What's Abai's famous Svara, here, take a look. Eidav b'chasum of Zachanlai. That as soon as the Eidim sign the shtar, it goes into effect. So says Abaya, if there's a shayvar, if there's a receipt, the moment that the, and without Eidim, it's not a receipt, it's nothing, it's garnish. So the moment you're producing a receipt with witnesses, with Eidim, the moment they signed it, it goes into effect. So what's your concern? That there's Nisan, and you only gave it to, the shayvar went into effect in Nisan. As soon as they signed it, it went into effect. Why? Because at the end of the day, the moment it was written, that's when it goes into effect. And memela, the husband is right for kicking out the guy that bought the rights to his field because he already paid off the ksuba when it was written back then. Okay, this Mishnah. A lot of kailalim, when they do Eilam Metzias, they actually start here because it's the beginning of Hilchas Metzia. We're talking about finding an object and talking about Eilam Metzias. Tomorrow is the start of Eilam Metzias. And if you go to the Hebrew Shir tonight, it's a great opportunity, seriously, great opportunity to remind people that haven't started Shnayim Ba'yotzim. That tomorrow, it's a one-of-a-time opportunity. Eilam Metzias is one of the easiest. Everybody remembers it. Most people don't have the trauma. And it's kedai to put on your status. Put on your status. You don't know here. I have a status here from, this is Shapsi Cohen, from Yitzchak Yedidya Frankel, from Afula. B'schus, the status they put on your thing before Bar Metzias, I didn't miss a single shiur since the beginning of Bar Metzias. Tremendous. It's easy. Just throwing a status of Reb Nissen Black saying to join Eilam Metzias, whatever it is, throw something in there. It's kedai. Says the Mishnah, Matzah Igrois Shum. Oh, who's the sponsor? Not Moshe Cohen. I don't have it. Okay, sorry. Next one. Remind me. Matzah Igrois Shum, vigorous Muslim. If a person finds a shtar. We're going on to different shtars. Igor Shum is an appraisal on a property, plus Bezin took action because of the appraisal. In other words, somebody lent money, the borrower didn't pay back, so the lender wants to take action. What does he want? He wants his real estate. How much is his real estate worth? He has a nice apartment in Ramat Beit Shemesh. So first of all, you need it appraised. You get an appraiser, he tells you how much it's worth. And based on that, the Bezin says, okay, now you take this apartment. Has three apartments. One is worth a half a million. One is worth a million and a half. He lent him $1 million. He takes the $1 million one here. So that's Igrois Shum. It's a letter of appraisal / we gave you this apartment. Vigrois Mazon, person, second marriage. He tells his new kala, don't worry about it. I'll take care of your kids. I'm going to support them. We once learned, I think in Ksubas, that a smart man, when he supports his stepchildren, he writes in there, he puts in writing, I only support them when we're married. Because if you write in there, I'll support your children, then you support the children. And even if they get divorced, and even if she gets married to another man, it's not like American law or international law. Oh, you get married to somebody else, let that man take care of your kids. No. You said you're going to take care of them for 18 years? 18 years. Forever, forever. So you put in there, no, as long as we're married. Shtari Chalitza Umiyunin. So Shtari Chalitza, what's the matter, Rabbi Rosner? It's tough. Okay, good. No, you're back on the screen here, Avi. You have two brothers. One is married to the Five Town Lady. Remember her? The Five Town Lady. And he goes to America. So he goes, bye-bye. We should put new characters in there. So this guy, Shimon, who looks very similar to Avi, he has two choices. Either he marries this five-town lady or he does chalitza. If he does chalitza, he does chalitza, she goes, she marries this other guy that looks very similar to Yossi Klan from Muncie, which the whole Olam has to thank him. Because of him, every shir, I talk about the charity event, which he's running. Not only did he do the Shabbaton, he's also doing the charity. Is that you, Rabbi Kaladi? Shalom Aleichem. Wow. The night after, the morning after the chasana, what time did you get home? 2:30 in the morning, our boy's side. 2:30 in the morning, he's here to do the Dab Emes. Unbelievable. I got to tell you, I just realized, Rabbi Kaladi, that this is a three-family wedding. You have you, Linder, and your hairstylist was Aliza Stefanski. That's my daughter. You didn't, not your hairstylist, but your daughters and the Kala and the... Okay. All right. Says the Gemara. Lisa Jacobs, or whatever. I wish it was Stefanski, but... No, I didn't mean like that. That just came out really bad. Wow. You're starting to be ruined. It's just in the comment because somebody called. There's the list of people, like, we're doing a meeting. The Olam should come. Rabbi, are you guys coming to the meeting? Everybody in this room. Rabbi Schoenberg, you're coming, right? I see you going like this. This is not so sure about it. So somebody called up my son-in-law. He says, if you come to the meeting, you'll get to meet the famous Rebelli Stefanski. I probably might. So he wrote it on the chat. He goes, I think I might be coming to meet because I can't meet him other ways. Okay. Shtari Chalitza Miyunim. I hope it wasn't like one of these automated things from China. B'shtari birurim. Oh, so what's a miyunim? Miyun. I don't know if we had it a long time, but this is for my son. Yo, whoever knows this, great. Not. Huh? Shtari chalitza means that after this chalitza, you have to prove that she had a chalitza. She walks out of bezin with some sort of receipt. If she walks out of bezin without a receipt, we said in Bnei Brak, they do this at least once a month these days. They didn't want to lend us their chalitza shoe because they need it. The mamash use it every. It happens a lot with older couples, people that didn't have children, let's say chas v'shalom, you know, whatever. Older couple that gets married in their 80s and they both didn't have children, and then the husband dies, the woman needs chalitza. And very young couples, lo yaleinu. So, I'm sure now with the war, there's probably issues with chalitza. Okay, so miyon means like this. Miyon is midoy raisa, a father has the right to marry off his daughter when she's a ketana. But what happens, here's the whole mishpacha, you have a father, a mother, a brother, and a young girl. And just to, I know people, this, some people don't get this, you have to put your mindset into, go back 2,000 years, the poverty. Think about Gaza on steroids. There's no food, there's no water, there's nothing. We have a whole sugi about if the husband, the chassan, has to pay his kala for one day of mezainah, she sues him. Hey, we didn't get married. Give me one day. No food. So one of the things was, give her over to a wealthier person instead of her starving. Fine. So the father dies. Okay? He was the only one that had the right to marry her off. But at this point, we don't want this girl to be taken advantage of or whatever. So the mother and the brother have the right midrabanan to marry her off. And here goes, Rabbi Yoshi Ber. This is a chasana. But here's the cool thing. This is the only time ever, and this is how the Arabs actually do it. You get divorced just by saying something. She says, Efshi, Rabbi Yoshi Ber, goodbye. It's over. So if she doesn't treat her right, she gets out of it, and that's called miyun. If there's a miyun, that's it. She gets a little shtar. That she was mimanis. Vishtari birurin. And the star that says, we'll see in the Gemara, it has to do with Bezdin. V'chomaisi Bezdin. Remember this, and we had this a bunch of times, quoted from this Mishnah. Anytime, right? This is the Mishnah finally that says what we said. Anytime you find a maisa Bezdin, an adrachta, a chaltasa, hareze yachzir. If you find a star from a Bezdin, you give it back. You give it back. You found any of these things, chalitza, miyun, shum, real estate, all the stuff, you give it back. Matzah b'chafiso b'dluskema, if you found the shtar inside of a kli. Here we have some sort of picture here. Here. You found it in a kli. This is a chafiso, like a bottle. Find it inside. Give it back. Story of my friend. Two friends, actually, very good friends, Avi and Henoch Kamelar. So when I was a Bacher back then in Chaim Berlin, I was very friendly with both of them. Now I'm extremely friendly with Avi. So the Maisa was like this. They came to Shul Purim night with Dluskama. They opened up their, not a bottle of wine, but they opened up the silver thing for the Megillah. And they all pulled out their Megillahs and they were destroyed. What happened was the cleaning lady wanted to surprise them and wash the silver. So she put it in the sink and she washed it with water and soap, and the water got in and it became waterlogged, completely puzzled with the added mold and everything else. Gewaltige stuff. On Purim night. Huh? Shoita, not Shoita. So, b'chafiso b'dluskema. You find this is a great simon. The kli is a simon. Give it back. Tachrich shel shtarais. If you have rolled up documents, or a good or a bundle shel shtarais, harei ze yachzer. We're going to see in the Gemara. It's some sort of simon. I have a way to identify my shtarais because they're rolled this way. They're in this kind of bundle. B'kama agud shel shtarais. What's the minimum shloisha? Three kshurim zeh b'zeh, they're tied in a certain way. The Gemara, the Mishnah we understand right now, they're tied. So mele, that's a simon. If one person finds one borrower who borrowed in three different documents, so obviously these three documents belong to one individual. It says the guy's name, he's the borrower. Obviously it didn't fall out of three different lenders, that's impossible. So it fell out of the pocket of one borrower. You give it back, yachzer l'loiva. What if you find three documents that mention the name of the lender? It's the same gemach, the same guy, but three different people borrowed. Obviously, it fell from one person. You give it back to the malva. You find, you open up your filing cabinet, you find somebody else's shtar. Not you, somebody else. What is it doing there? There's three options. It could be you're holding it for the lender, you're holding it for the borrower, or you're holding it for both the lender and the borrower because the borrower paid back half. We don't know. You leave it there until Yohana becomes. They say, Rabbi Yanka Galinsky used to say that he holds a pair of glasses that he had this case. He didn't know what to do. It was the Yehi Munachat Yovei Eliyahu case. And the reason he holds on to it is because he said, listen, Eliyahu Navi is coming soon. There's going to be a huge line. Everybody wants to get into Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Can you imagine Eliyahu Navi? He says, but if I have these glasses, I have to say, hey, Eliyahu Navi, I don't know what to do with this. It says in the Gemara, I have to wait for you so I could cut the whole line. Him and a few other people, they're going to cut the line. As I said, fine. Says the Gemara, Im yesh imam simfainais. A simfain is another new word. Not so new, but okay. A simfain is a receipt. You have a receipt. What do you do? So think about it. Rabboisai, what would you do if you found the receipt? If you're the malva, you're the lender, you find the receipt that the loiva paid you. Typically speaking, who holds onto the receipt? Think about it. You paid back $1 million. You want a receipt to show that you paid $1 million. You don't keep the receipt at the store. The store gives you the receipt. The bank gives you the receipt that you paid back your loan. The malva finds the receipt. What should he do with it? So the Mishnah says, "Im yesh imam simfainos." If you find the receipt, then yazem ashev simfainos. The receipt says it's paid. So, yes, you found it in your... It should be by the loiva, but you found it by yourself, by the lender. Do what it says. It says, Gemara, my shtar birur. What does it mean, shtar? You found the shtar birur. Hacha, tirgimun, in Bavel, they said. Shtar itan also. There's like a court reporter, right? What is it called? Stenographer. Stenographer, right? There's a court reporter that everything you say in the court, boom, they dictate and they put down. So the court reporter said, this Reuven said this, Shimon said that. Because tomorrow, Reuven said, I never said it. I meant to say this and this. No. This is what you said. Next time you come to Besdin. So, okay. It's not going to, you can't sue somebody with these shtaris, but give it back to Besdin as is. Rabbi Yirmi Omar, Zebari Le'echad, Zebari Le'echad, Zabla. I take this rabbi, you take this rabbi, I take this lawyer, you take that lawyer, whatever. But now you're stuck with that person. You cannot change it. We learned. What's a Maisa Bezdin? Just to remind the Olam, I didn't show it this time, but we keep on going back to it. So it's kedai to remember. Hempik is the Kima Shtar, but we're not talking about that. There's an Adrachta and a Chaltasa. These are documents that the Bezdin writes regarding different things. Chaltasa is the Hachlata, the what they came out, a sikum of what happened, but you don't really go and sue people with it. Says Gemara, oh, we had the story, Mamish Chazara. Hu gita dishtakach bei dina de Ravuna. We just had it 2 days ago. Same story. They found a get with the hempek. Here, the hempek on the right side. Hempek is a kiyum shtar. Dishtakach bei dina de Ravuna. Davik sibbe bishviri mosada rochas nahara. In Shvire, in this place, a certain city. Omer Ravuna daf chofam ad beis. Chayshinu lishnei Shvire, when we learned it, their own cornbook told us that there's a Springfield in every state in the United States, right? In this story. What?
Somebody pointed out that it's only 34 states.
Only 34 states. We have, not only does the Magid Shir make a mistake every year, but also the Ron Kornbluth once in a while makes a mistake. Not in 50, 34. We got the idea. The point is, there's many of them. There's hardly any Bnei Brak, but there's a lot of Springfield. So. Oh, Yeah, before we go on to the end of the story. In honor of my uncle, Rebbe Elchanan Pressman, Chus V'Akiv Simcha Ben Fego, and the Talmud of Baltimore, Maryland, in honor of Fishlan Simcha Gross, thanks to them, 137 people learned over 16,000 daf and over 720,000 minutes of Torah. Rabbi, I just want to remind Dailam. Tell Dailam like this. When we first introduced this idea of making phone calls to bring people back to the daf, a lot of people walked out of the room. I was in New York and I forgot, like 200 people sat down and made phone calls. People came over to me and said they never felt so good in their life. Why? The feeling is schmack. You make a phone call and all of a sudden, somebody says, oh yeah, you're right, you know, I'm going to join back. Big deal. So you spent 40 seconds on the phone and you got a guy to come back to tell you. It's a feeling of accomplishment. I'm telling you this. It really is out of my comfort zone. I'm not used to going to collect money. I did it once in my life, basically. But all of a sudden, I feel a tremendous geschmack. Seriously, I'm thinking about the potential. It's going to upgrade us. We're all going to benefit from this. Beis Hashem, with more art, more things, more. We have a lot of plans. There's a lot of good stuff, and it all goes to Torah. All goes to bring more people to Torah. So you feel a feeling of accomplishment. So tonight, I'm asking the Olam here and the Olam in Borough Park, the Olam, wherever you are, go out there, hear what they have to say. If you don't feel like it, nobody has any tightness. There's zero tightness. But if you're part of it, I really believe you're going to feel good about it. We raise a nice, substantial amount of money for an unbelievable cause. Dollar to dollar, the best cause in Klal Yisrael. You can bring a guy to Torah for $50. Change his life. Have these guys. They came for $50. Change his life for $50. That's what it is. All right. Zok to Gemara. Omelei Rav Chisla Rabba. So we have the famous Gemara that we had 2 days ago. I want to tell you this. He says, Puk Ayin, go figure out what's going to happen. I need you to look into this. Now, Rabba was a Oiker Harim. He was very, very sharp. He says, Puk Ayin, go figure out the Svara over here. Why? Because Rav Huna is coming tomorrow. You remember I told you the story. The guy bumped into another collector in America and he told him exactly the question that the guy's going to ask you. That's the story over here. I need you to look into this when Rav Huna comes. What happened at the end? Rabba found it in Bekias, not in Neon, like, so to speak. He found a Mishnah. He found our Mishnah. I said then, I'll say it again, I have to say this, that Reb Chaim Brisker said that if you don't learn 40 daf a month, you're not Maritz. And the Brisker Rav said, okay, we can be makel to 20. 20 daf a month, minimum. It's a thing. There's a Mari the Gemaisa that a guy told his son, he said, listen, when you go to yeshiva, you're an adult now, go to yeshiva gdayla. Listen, for first seder, when they learn bi'iyun, try to find the smartest guy, the best guy, the biggest balkishrim, because, you know, we're learning bi'iyun lumbas. When you learn bikiyas, look for the dumbest guy. Just get a guy that, no kishrim, the guy is not going to hug each other, you'll be his rebbe, you'll teach him, you'll fly through the sugis, you'll be able to learn 20, 40 davide. The guy says, okay, comes to yeshiva. He bumps into the Rashiva. She says, what's your name? He says, I'm so-and-so. He says, you're so-and-so's son. He says, yeah. He says, wow, I was your father's Chavrus, the second Seder for 5 years. He found our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai. The Snan, call Maisa Bezdin, Areza Yachzir. It says in our Mishnah, you find a shtar, a chaltasa, an adrachta. Here, these stars, you give it back. Give it back. Very good. I'm talking about a story. What happened to Rav Huna's story? They found a get with a receipt. It was a good get in a Bezdin. Comes Rabbi and says, you know, I found the Mishnah. It says, if you find a shtar that says you should get this in this real estate and so the Bezdin decided that you get this and this and that, you give it back. Is that fair? To bring a raya from Shnayim Ma'ichzim, which is talking about mominus, talking about giving a chaltasa back. How are you going to prove anything to a get? Omalei trada, you're a lunatic. You're an idiot. You're a shaita. It's a stark loshen. So anytime the Gemara uses such loshenis, there's five achronim, including the Ben Yoyada, who always goes out of his way. Shrada means this. It's tarda. And then are you allowed to call somebody a name? Ain't chum. Kaponim, there's something going on here. He says, what are you asking me such a question? Did you read the rest of the Mishnah? Shtori chalit umiyunim tnan. Rab is very sharp. He's like, it says, chalit umiyun in our Mishnah. We did this whole demonstration, what miyun is. The father, the young girl, he dies. The brother marries her off. What is that? That's not Isser. Yeah, the beginning talks about Andracht and Chaltasa. But a minute later it says, in our Mishnah, turn it over and you'll see. It talks about Chalitza, Amion. That's all Eishes Ish. It's a beautiful raya. Says the Gemara, Poka Arza de Beirav. Here, we have a picture of what happened there. Let's see if we can even find it here. Check this out. Yasim, how could you learn Isser from Mammon? He says, Trada! Seriously, I was in Yeshiva Ktana, I'm not going to say where, in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe, he yelled at one of the boys. He called him an idiot in front of everybody. He said, you idiot, why do you do this? And the boy left Yeshiva. I'm telling you a true story. He left Yeshiva and opened up an organization to help people go off the derech. Maizashaya. Today he's a frum guy and he wrote books and I spoke to him about it, the whole thing. It's a lot of tzar for him because he opened up, it's a very famous organization here in Eretz Yisrael, and he opened it. And he doesn't know what to do with himself because now he's a really frum guy and the organization goes on and helps and the demanding funds from the government to help them go weiter, etc., etc. Anyway, so it's not a great idea to call somebody a shaita, but obviously we're talking about G'doylei Amiroyim over here. So what happened? Hold on. Thank you for knocking it off the screen. He called him a trada. So what happened was as follows. The beam started shaking and it broke. The beam that held up the Beis Medrash broke. Poka Arz of the Beirav. You're talking about a Tamt Chacham is like a Erez, like a cedar, right? What's the Lashon over there? Keres Balvani is good? No. Sadek Adami Yivroz Keres Balvani is good. Okay, anyway. Poka Arz of the Beirav. Omer Mar, you hear what happens? It's because of me, because he insulted me. You said, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm bringing a bad raya, a mom and this, or in front of everybody. You say that? That's why I'm happy. Sometimes you guys invite me like that. Berabim, it's a good thing there's no beams over here. It's because of me. I was insulted. They're both insulted.
Mamish.
Yeah, Mamish. Mashal says, don't worry about it. It wasn't that each one was showing off. Oh, it's because of me. It's not to show off. You hear this? You have to look into it. It's not, oh, because of me. Fakir, they were bizarre. Because of me, I broke the Beis Medrash. I shouldn't have been so sensitive. Says the Gemara like this. So this we showed the Olam again, reminding the Olam, Chafisa, because it's Erev Purim. Says the Gemara, my Chafisa, my Rabbi Bar, Barchano, Elchem, Estano. It's a small battle. My Dluskimo, my Rabbi Bar Shmuel. It's a tliko de save. It's a little box that the old men, huh? Okay, yeah. The point is, in our days, it's this little fanny pack. In those days, it's a little bigger box. Fine. Have not bad one. This is Lekavet Purim. There's an old man that told his friend, says, you know, I finally found the medicine that helps my memory. He says, really? What is it called? So he says, oh, you know that the thing that has like petals, the thing? He goes, Rose? Yeah, Rose. Rose! What's the name of the medicine? It's a double. It's not strong. Yeah. Tachrus shel stories are agudas shel stories. Torah bottom. Kamu tachrus shel stories. How many stories? You like Dave Dimber. Oh, that's what it is. Torah bottom. Kamu tachrus shel stories. How many rolled up documents do you need in order for it to be a simon to prove that it's yours? Shloish rukruchim bezeh bezeh. Three rolled up together. Bekami aguda. How much is a bundle shel stories? Shloish rukshurim bezeh bezeh. Three tied together. Shmas mino kesher simon. We have a whole shiloh we're going to have. How many knots are there in the world? Infinite. There's no number to the types of knots, right? You put all sorts of knots, and then you add one other one, then it's infinite. So if I find a knot, and I say, hey, I did this one, the bowman, and the chvez, whatever they're called, and that, oh, that's mine. So you see, Ramir, it's a good simon. Says Gemara, no. Hatani Reb Chiya. And this is Geshmak. It's coming together, finally. Reb Chiya is the one that wrote the brises. We just had it the other day when he was fighting. You bring a rye from a mission, you bring a rye from Reb Chiya. So in the brise, Reb Chiya wrote, Shloisha kruchim zebazeh. You don't need a kesher. It's karuch. They're rolled together. Ask the Gemara Yahachi Ainu Tachrich. Then what's the difference between rolled and rolled? They're both rolled. So why do I say that there's two cases? One is called rolled and one is called aguda. But aguda is also rolled. So what's the difference between rolled and rolled? Says the Gemara, Tachrich kol chad v'chad bereishi d'chavrei, aguda d'roma hadadu yukruchos. One is head-to-head, they're rolled, and the other one, they're rolled together. I have a demonstration real quickly. I know it's late. And, oh, this is going to be very geschmack, but it requires, unfortunately, gloves. It doesn't smell the best. Let me do this very, very quickly. We do need to finish the parak today. Voisai salami. This is what it is. Oh, it goes like this. One sheet is a star, and a star. And then, hey, take out one of those blue things, please, from the bag. And then you roll it up like this, okay? It's three on top of each other. You roll it up, and then you just tie it like this. Schmack. That's one way. But the other way is roish le roish. You go like this. You roll it. You roll this one. You could only do this with cold cuts. There's no other way to demonstrate this. And then you take the other one, you go to the head of it, and then you continue rolling it. Yichap! Ah, now that you see that, now yichap, why needed pastrami? And then you have all three like that. And then you do this. Hold on.
It's the meat for tonight.
This is going to be served tonight, actually, but this is the special one. The top three. What? A demonstrative meat from the shear?
Very nice.
Ah, geschmack. Here, you know what, Doron? You can have this right now. Come here.
Souvenir.
Yeah. Don't hold it from this. Hold it from the top. Shkoyach. Who wants the gloves? Shkoyach. All right. Vayta gegangen shas. So says the Gemara. Let me close this real quickly so Nachum doesn't run away before then. The shear. Ah, it's I don't know if that's meat. I don't know if it has a gather meat. It says the Gemara like this. Each one is to the head of the other one. In other words, you roll one, then you roll another one on top of it, then you roll another one. Aguda means they're on top of each other one by one, and then you roll all three of them together. My machris. When the guy finds it, what does he announce? Minion. He screams out, I found three shtarois. So says Rashi, and you also have to say whether it's rolled this way or rolled the other way. Says the Marshal, but wait a minute. We're going to learn in Perikei Lemetzias that you don't need two simonim. One simon is enough. I could say my shtarois were rolled this way. My shtarois were rolled, and that's enough. So why do you have to say three plus? Says the Marshal, because if you don't know the amount, then it detracts. Is that the word? Then you're taking away. Typically, one simon is enough. You're right. But if you don't even know that it's three, you think it's two, then you have a chasar. And if you found a bowl of rice, you don't. Nobody wants you to know how many coffee beans there are. As long as you know the jar says dimbert on it, whatever it says. So says the Gemara. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Oh, sorry. My ear yitlasa afilu train nami. You should. Why do you say shloisha? Two is also a good enough simon for that. But at the end of the day, Elokadam Ravina, two is pachash b'shtayim. When you say plural, it means two. So automatically, you're not really saying anything. You're not even adding. You're saying exactly what the guy said. I found shtaris. Oh, two. Shkoya. Shtaris means two. You have to say something different. Elokadam Ravina tiva machres. When Ravina says, you announce, I found coins. Ochanami. Story machris, I found stars. Of course, you don't say the amount because now you're giving it away. You're giving away the sim. You say, I found stars. Now you have to say how many and how. How it was rolled. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Echad Aloiva, Mishloishi Yachzal Aloiva. If you found three stars, so one person who borrowed from three people, so obviously it has his name, he's the borrower, so give it back to the borrower. This is the Mavim Ninu, because if you say, that all three stars are to three different lenders, my boga be'adadi. How did they all three people just happen to drop three different documents in one spot? Impossible. Says Gemara, yeah, it's possible. Dimali kaimunu. Honestly, they were on their way. They send it with a messenger, let's say, to have it certified. So all three happen to be in the same plot. Dimakaimi. Yeah, you're right. We're talking about stars that are already certified. So it's impossible that they fell. Says the Gemara, Dimali miyad the Savra novel. Yeah, maybe on the way back from being certified, they fell. So the Gemara Limashi Inish Q may be under the Safra. Nobody ever leaves a certified star by the Soifer. You never know what's going to happen. You take it right away. Shloisha Shlov Mechad Yachzal Malva. Three people borrowed from one person. The three stars say the same lender, not borrower. He's talking about the Lovin Ninu, so that's why you give it back to the Malva. Because if it's from the borrower, my boy Gabad Dadi, why would they be together? Dilma says the Gemara, Limichtavinu Azli, maybe they were together because they were written by the same person. Dilsivi Bitlas Yodi Safri, because they were written by three different handwritings, three different cipher. Vidilma Likemunu Azli, maybe they were on their way to be certified. Says the Gemara, no. Malva Mikhaim Story, Loiva, Loiva Mikhaim Story. The Malva is the one that's supposed to do it, not the Loiva. Fine. So that's why you give it back to the Malva. Imyashimaim Simpainos, Yasimashim Simpainos. If they have receipts together with the star, so you do what it says in the receipt. The receipt says it's paid off. It's paid off. The word simfine, says Rashi, is a lashon of mevatel, to cancel. The simfine, the receipt, cancels a loan document. Omar Rav Yirmiya. So let's remember this name, because the Gemara is going to ask five questions on Rav Yirmiya. What does Rav Yirmiya say? Rav Yirmiya says, different than what it says in the Mishnah. Omar Rav Yirmiya Rav, Omar Rav, the name of Rav. Simfine ayotzi v'tachas yidei malva. If a malva produces a receipt, even though he wrote it himself, he's playing and toying around with the borrower. If the borrower has a receipt, he doesn't pay the $1 million. If the lender has a receipt and he waves it in front of him like you wave to a bull and you go, hey, look at this, he's toying with him. He says, look, it could have been paid off, but I am holding it, not you. So therefore, you don't do anything. So what does Rav Yirmiya say? If a malva has a receipt, what is that worth? Zero. It's a game. What does our Mishnah say? If you have a receipt, it's good. It's paid off. If you are the Malva and you find the receipt, it's paid off. What do? We have major problems with this Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya says it's nothing. And now the Gemara is going to ask five questions. First, let's go through. Certainly, if it was written with somebody else's handwriting, maybe the Sofer wrote it and never gave it, so it's nothing. It's a joke. Even if the Malva himself wrote it, possible is possible. Why? So think about a good reason. Why would a Malva pre-write a receipt before he even got the money back? Says, he's sitting there on Shpilkas. He can't wait to get his $1 million back. It's been 15 years. Finally, the guy says, I'm coming. On Friday. Friday, 1 o'clock, not there. 2 o'clock, yeah, I'm on the way. I'm stuck in traffic. And all of a sudden, Shkia. What do I do now? So he goes ahead and he writes a shtar. Because parali, the lo yavina le, if I don't give him the shtar, lo yavli, so let me pre-write it. Lo yavli zuzi. Echtavana, let me write it myself. The isli zuzi, I'll give it to him. Stam as a ha'ara. To write a shtar on Shabbos is an iser d'oraisa. So memeila, if it's iser d'oraisa, you cannot write it ben ashmashas. You cannot do isur d'oraisa ben ashmashas. But in certain situations, you're allowed to do iser d'rabbanan. To receive money from somebody, that's the Rabbanan, it's Muktzah. to write is this the right? So maybe that's why. I'll take the money, but I won't write it. I'm just throwing it out there. Tanan. Oh, question number one. In our Mishnah, it says, in the Mishnah, you should do what the receipt says. How come Rav Yirmi says you don't do what the receipt says? The receipt is a joke. Literally, Misachek, it's a joke. Like we're going to see all the way in the bottom of the Amud. Rav Safir says, we're talking about a case that, in his case, but we use it, we borrow it for our case, that if you find ripped up stars, in other words, the Malva said, this star is not good anymore, I'm not going to be able to collect on it. He found the receipt between them. So it's a raya that this is a paid off receipt. Our sugi is talking about, since the place, the drawer that you found it in, is with stars that don't exist anymore, so the receipt also tells you that that loan doesn't exist anymore. Toshma. Listen to this case. You found the receipt. There's two people with the same exact name, right? It says Moshe and Reuven, two people with the same name. And now you don't know which receipt is to what star. Star A says Reuven, Shimon ben Yosef. Star B says Shimon ben Yosef. The two different people. One lives on the south side, one lives on the north side. Who's the receipt for? Ask Rashi a bomb question. If you don't know who the receipt is for, so how do you know who the document is for? How are you going to go after somebody? One document says Shimon ben Yosef owes me $1 million. The other one says Shimon ben Yosef owes me $100. Which one is it? They have the same name. It says Rashi because it says the grandfather's name, and the grandfather is different. But in the receipt, it doesn't say the grandfather's name. And therefore, in the receipt, we have a problem. Shtarish name Pruim. Therefore, since we don't know who the receipt belongs to, you cannot collect under two shtarish. Kedomar Rav Safra Shinimsa ben Shtarish Kruim. He found it in a drawer of paid-up shtarais. That's why they're both considered paid-off. Toshma. This is the same question over and over, same idea. Toshma. Yisoyimim. Kids that inherit, you can make them swear, or sometimes if it's against another yosim, they have to swear that the father never told us about this loan. The father didn't leave us. He did not leave us a receipt. Why? Because if the father left the receipt, it seems like you do use the receipt. We just said you don't use the receipt. Here is the final where Safa actually said it. It was found in the drawer of paid off stuff. You found a receipt that has witnesses on it. You should use the receipt. No. So you see that a receipt is good. You, Rav Yirmi, said a receipt is a joke. No, not the actual document, but the actual. Should we stop here? And we started. We won't start it. We'll see us on the beginning of the year. What do you say? Okay, we'll stop over here. Rabbi Sai, have a wonderful day.